Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. So at a moment of religious tensions between Muslims and Christians here in the United States, President Barack Obama spoke last night in Jakarta, the capital of the world's most populous Muslim country, and he talked a lot about religion.
And he talked about a lot about religious. I mean, there's 300 religious tolerance. There's 300 different ethnic groups in Indonesia. Think about that.
Yeah, and he had to choose one of the many, many languages to speak in last night, and he got it right.
Benika Tunggal Ika, unity and diversity.
It's an old Javanese. It means in pieces yet one. He also spoke in Indonesia, the official language of the country, saying a piece of Indonesia is in him. He's a part of Indonesia, which he quite literally is.
Today, I return to Indonesia as a friend, but also as a president who seeks a deep and enduring partnership between our two countries. Because as vast and diverse countries, as neighbors on either side of the Pacific, and above all as democracies, the United States and Indonesia are bound together by shared interests and shared values.
So what is the takeaway from Barack Obama's overture to the Muslims in Indonesia? And in many ways, you could say to the secularists in Asia who America is looking for as political and economic partners on his Asian trip. Donald Emerson joins us. He's the director of Southeast Asia Forum at Stanford University, co-author of Islamism, Contested Perspectives on Political Islam, joining us from California. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
And Shamsi Ali is an imam at the Islamic Cultural Center of New York, and he's right here in the Big Apple. Shamsi Ali, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Donald Emerson, let's start with you, but the question is really for both of you. Do you think Barack Obama is creating something of an axis of secularism amidst the differences between Islam and Christianity that have so bedeviled U.S. policy in this part of the world, Donald Emerson?
Well, I'm not sure that he's creating an axis of secularism. I think we should keep in mind that the word secularism, it's a controversial term in many countries, including many Muslim-majority countries, including in Indonesia. He didn't use the word at all in his speech. I think what he's trying to do is reach across the divide, in this case between Islam and other religions, but particularly, of course, Christianity.
And Shamsi Ali, by all of these references, obviously he didn't use secularism, and Professor Emerson points that out very astutely, but he did talk about people who don't put religion first, people who don't define themselves by their religion. I mean, is he essentially grouping together commonality about religion and secular life, the separation of those two, that is politically significant in your view, Shamsi Ali?
You know, certainly, although he didn't mention that, because that's the nature of Indonesian people. We are religious in nature. Either you are Christians or Hindus or Buddhists or Muslims. Indonesian people are religious in nature. But they don't present religion in a rigid way. We used in the past to leave neighbors, Muslims and Christians, and we don't ask our religions. We just follow our spiritual, inclinations. And I think Barack Obama understands that these are Indonesian people. We don't have that tendency to be rigid and asking what kind of religion you follow. We used to celebrate Christmas with our Christian friends, and our Christian friends celebrate Eid al-Fitr together. Until recently, especially up to September 11 happened, or particularly Indonesia, when Suharto politicized religion for his own gain when he was forced to step out from the power. I think that is the beginning of the problem in Indonesia.
Well, let me ask you, Donald Emerson of Stanford University. There's clearly people are going to draw comparisons between this speech given in Jakarta last night and the one that he gave in Cairo. And yet, if you look at the countries with the largest Muslim populations, they're all in Asia, Indonesia, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh. Do you think that the president would like to switch the sort of image of Muslim away from the Middle East and into Asia?
No, I don't think so. You know, frankly, the one thing that struck me more than anything else, I'd be curious to know Shamsi Ali's reaction about this particular speech, is how little it was about Islam.
And, for example, there's a quote, Indonesia is defined by more than its Muslim population. Now, he could have taken a different tack. He could have focused on the Muslim world. He could have used that as a pulpit, so to speak, to address more than a billion Muslims around the world. He didn't do that. And I think one of the reasons that he didn't do that is that he didn't want to presume that Indonesia is anything near an Islamic state. He did not use the phrase Muslim country in referring to Indonesia.
Right.
Because it is not a Muslim country. 12% of the population are not Muslims. And many of the Muslims who profess Islam is Islam of a very moderate sort. Frankly, many of them are, yes, to use the term, what we might call secular Muslims or Friday Muslims. And so the first part of the speech was development. The second part was democracy. And only at the very end did he really get into religion. And it was not to sort of emphasize how Islamic Indonesia is, which I thought, frankly, was exactly the right approach to take in Jakarta.
All right. That's Donald Emerson, director of Southeast Asia's the Southeast Asia Forum at Stanford University. Shamsi Ali, okay, so this is pragmatic. Maybe the backstory here is Barack Obama is really trying to face down China in an investment battle to win the hearts and minds and pocketbooks of the peoples of Indonesia. In that context, how well did he do?
He might be right, but at the same time, I think it is a good thing if Indonesia is focused as the largest Muslim country in the world, because we Muslims basically have been tied to connect. I mean, the connection between Islam to the Middle East, you know, it's kind of, for me, myself, is something that needs to change. And Indonesia, being the largest Muslim country, and Asians in general, being the largest Muslims in the world, must be exposed further that Islam is not only what happens in the Middle East, and the Muslim problems are not only what happened in Palestine and Israeli's case.
So Shamsi Ali, you make a provocative point. Before we go, is there an opening here then? China has a reputation for suppressing Muslims inside its country. Does Obama have the opportunity to really create a linkage here that's powerful both economically as well as spiritually?
I think so, because Indonesia's potential is economically, but at the same time, Indonesia is the largest Muslim country, and I think Indonesia have the potential to the best representation of Muslims of the world today.
All right.
It is the most populous, you know, Muslim country and democracy, and I think that's the best representation.
Fascinating stuff. Shamsi Ali, Imam at the Islamic Cultural Center of New York, Donald Emerson, director of the Southeast Asia Forum at Stanford University, both assessing what to the sort of mission is of Barack Obama in Indonesia. Thanks to both of you.